This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A NASA rover intended to search for life on Mars successfully landed on Thursday. We get more from AP's Tim McGuire.
NASA ground controller Swati Mohan delivered the news to the Perseverance team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs in Pasadena, California.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
Later, after the six-wheeled rover had been on the surface for a while, Mohan delivered a key announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
Over the next 2 years, Perseverance will use its 7-foot arm to drill down and collect rock samples with possible signs of bygone microscopic life. 3 to 4 dozen samples will be sealed in tubes and set aside to be retrieved by a fetch rover and brought to Earth by another rocket ship as early as 2031. I'm Tim McGuire.
A new UN report says humans are making Earth a broken and increasingly unlivable planet through climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said 2021 is what he called a make-or-break year.
Human well-being lies in protecting the health of the planet, and it's time to reevaluate and reset our relationship with nature.
Unlike past UN reports that focused on one issue and avoided telling leaders actions to take, Thursday's report combines three intertwined environmental crises and tells the world what's got to change. It calls for changing what governments tax, how nations value economic input, how power is generated, the way people get around, the way they fish and farm, as well as what they eat. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday defense ministers had made no final decision on its military presence in Afghanistan. Speaking at a virtual news briefing in Brussels, Stoltenberg said that the mission cannot resolve itself until peace talks are made.
So it is now imperative to re-energize the peace process. All sides must seize this historic opportunity for a peaceful settlement without further delay.
NATO has just under 10,000 troops in the war-ravaged country, helping to train and to advise the Afghan security forces. Daily protests continued across Myanmar on Thursday. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The Myanmar military issued arrest warrants to 6 celebrities who were accused of encouraging civil servants to strike and join the protest against this month's coup. The strikes have paralyzed many government offices and businesses, but one name on the warrant list, actor Lu Min, posted defiantly on his Facebook page that, quote, "It's amazing to see the unity of our people. People's power must return to the people." Despite junta appeals for civil servants to return to work and threats if they do not, there has been no sign of the strikes easing. Motorists in Yangon also continued with a campaign to show their opposition to the coup by driving at a snail pace throughout downtown traffic on Thursday. Nearly 500 people have been arrested for taking part in the protests.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Japan's Seiko Hashimoto, a woman who has competed in 7 Olympics, has been chosen as the president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
Hashimoto replaces Yoshiro Mori, who was forced to resign last week after saying that women talk too much.
We need to take a look at why he made such remarks. This includes background. This is not just Mr. Mori's matter. We need to take a look at everything and think about why it happened and find a solution for each issue. I think the Japanese public, especially those who signed the petition, are still not convinced.
The sexism row that his comments stirred marked a fresh blow to the Games, which have already been delayed by a year due to the health crisis. A recent poll in Japan showed that 80% of the public thought it shouldn't go ahead as scheduled in July.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. A down day on Wall Street with all 3 major indices closing in negative territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.